And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, together with Anil Mathai.
Hey.
He's to my left, but he's not to my political left, as I always say. Yeah. Anil is a good conservative man. Are you having fun?
I am.
Now, are you ready for movie hour? I'm telling you, the pressure is on.
I'm ready for
Richard
it.
Richard and I are brutal.
Okay.
We are vicious
okay.
in what we do. And we're going to do movies that inspire. Hey, really quick, before we go to break and bring Richard on, I just want to say movies that inspire does not mean necessarily inspirational movies. You know, a lot of times people think inspirational movies and they're thinking, you know, Christian movies, which, by the way, some of these are. But it doesn't have to be that. It can also just be movies that inspire you in some way, make you want to be more than you are. Have you ever had a movie do that?
Oh, of course. A couple of them, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to do that, folks, after the break. But first, affordable interest mortgage. If you want to fix up your home, you need money, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hear it takes money. It's still, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's like, you know, education and Joe Biden's going to pay for it by printing money. But otherwise, you need money. And with the interest rates right now, that money is cheap. Call Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. He'll get the cash you need to upgrade and probably lower your rates as well. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy, too. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, Anil Mathai, and joining us now, Richard Rush. Richard, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you guys?
Good. I'm doing well. We are doing great. Hey, really quick, before we get into movies, predictions for the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. You know, I want to go with my heart here, Andy, on the well, actually, I'll go with the first game. First, your Packers and the Buccaneers. As much as I think, you know, as well as Tom Brady's playing and such, I think that the Packers are going to get them. I think it's going to be a close-fought game, much closer than the first time they played. Aaron Rodgers is just playing so well right now that I've got to kind of lean towards the Packers. Although I think it's going to be very competitive, and I think the Buccaneers may be the most complete team left in the entire playoffs. And so I think that that's going to be an exciting game, but I think your Packers are going to pull it out. And then the second game of the Chiefs and the Bills, I want to go with my heart here, which I kind of want to see the Bills win and knock off the Chiefs. And if Mahomes, and I will say this, I think it's going to be closer than most people think, because I think Mahomes is going to be hobbled, not by his head injury, but by his toe. I think he's got kind of a case of turf toe is what I'm hearing. And if he's hobbled or they remove, you know, some options or some, you know, some of the, you know, kind of RPOs from his game, I think that that limits Kansas City a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. But in the end, I think Mahomes is just too good, Andy. And unless the Bills play a perfect game and they catch Mahomes on an off day, I just don't know how they can overcome, you know, all that offense is. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think it'll be the Packers, Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And I think it's going to be a rather exciting time, to be honest with you, and an exciting game here in a few weeks.
Well, I am rooting for that. You were 4-4 last week, so I'm rooting for you to be 2-2. And I got to be honest, I think Tampa Bay is the best team in the playoffs now. I think, like you said, they're the most complete team. I think they're just Vita Vey. They just got back on the defensive line. I don't want to bore everybody, but that means they're going to be really hard to run on. Aaron Rodgers, granted, he does call me after every quarter for pointers and stuff like that, so that helps him. I don't think it'll be enough. I think Tampa's too much, and I think they meet the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but I do think the Bills have a really good shot as well. All right. Are you ready for movies that inspire? Anil has sweat pouring down his forehead right now. He's nervous. He doesn't know if he can keep up. And, you know, so we're just going to be brutal, and we're going to, you know, pick on every choice he makes. We're going to grade each other. But I am, you know, because I do this, I get to lead off and do my clip. And I'm going to take the obvious one, Braveheart.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Oh,
Okay, are you inspired? I mean, does that, Richard, does that make you just want to go out and slaughter the British?
It just makes me want to slaughter anyone that's not an Irishman or a Scotsman. Sorry, my apologies to the Irish, or to the Scots, I should say. Yeah, it definitely does. It gets you all nice and warm inside, and oh, man, gives you the goosebumps and like, all right, let's go.
Well, I just want to ask, and Anil, tell me, please, why do we still have the British? I mean, didn't we win a war? Shouldn't they be like, didn't we annex them? Shouldn't they be like the 51st state? I mean, not an important state. They could like do chores around the house for the other states.
Their family. Will, you know, that's what we'll do here. But we need to play that clip in front of Congress, especially the Republicans, you know.
Yes. Hello. Might want to stand up a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, if we took over Britain, they never would have had to go through Brexit.
It's true.
I'm just saying. Okay, guys, what do you say? What do you grade me? 1 to 10 on Braveheart.
10 being the best?
Yeah.
10.
All right, Richard.
Yeah, it's one of the most.
Okay.
10. I give you 10.
All right, Richard, you are up next. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with a more simple one, Andy, and that's going to be on the sports side of things. That's going to be Miracle. And I think that, you know, with Kurt Russell, just fantastic about the 1980, you know, U.S. Olympic hockey team, just fantastic, really well done. Just a movie that, again, you want to go out and play with your brothers, you know, next to it. Just fantastic. One of my all-time favorites, to be honest.
I agree. Let's hear a little of that.
This is your time.
Oh, sorry.
Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
What do you think? Pretty cool?
Oh, so good. They just, again, well, by the way, I love how one of my movies finally gets sound, Andy, so I guess I'm glad it was one of yours.
Woohoo!
He just does such a great job, you know, the speeches he gives. My favorite part of the movie is when they're doing, after the game, you know, they're looking in the stands at all the women there in Europe and everything else. I think they're playing Norway or Sweden or whatever it is, and they're talking about who they're going to take out on dates, and then they make them essentially do, you know, the suicides on there, and then, you know, they're all thrown up, and then Ruzioni speaks up. Oh, man, just goosebumps each time, and just gives you some passion for your country, which I think, you know, everyone needs right now. We need to understand why we're the greatest country out there.
I agree. It was fantastic, and Miracle was just, and by the way, what a great performance by Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Great movie. That truly unified the country, because at that time in 1980, exactly, that was a powerful point where sports led our nation towards unification. It's unbelievable.
All right, Anil, the pressure is on.
Mm-hmm.
We led with Braveheart and Miracle. Personally, I don't know if you're going to be able to keep up. I'm worried for you. I'm worried. Charlie's in there. Now he's sweating.
I'm a newbie, Andy.
You're a newbie.
My favorite movie of all time was Forrest Gump.
Is that going to be your choice?
That's my choice. Lieutenant Dan. Unbelievable. No matter what, the people who are patriots in this country, fighting for our country, no matter what, they were just amazing. Here they are being used in Washington, D.C., being played like that, but they still are respectful, and they fight for our nation. Without our soldiers, without our military, without them fighting, without a Lieutenant Dan who, even today in real life, Gary Sinise, you know, does an amazing job for the military. That's what I support. So,
oh my gosh, you did it! You knocked it out of the park.
No, did I?
Yes, you did.
I just told you my honest truth. I mean, it's just
Richard, are you going to be nice to him? Does he get a 10?
Yeah, I'll be honest. That is one of my favorite movies. And again, it definitely does have its inspirational parts if you really look at it. Again, a guy that just kind of—I mean, besides being a great movie, it is inspirational, right? You know, he runs across America. He serves. You know, he serves in the war. You know, he makes it back. He gets the middle, you know, plays football at Alabama. You know, all the things, you know, that we all want to do as Americans, or we all should want to do. And yeah, it was just fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, this next one's pretty obvious. I've played it before, but I just love it too much, and I got to play it again. I think you'll recognize the movie.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Once again, that's something that I say that entire speech whenever somebody, you know, gets down on me about not wearing a mask. I know I'm getting a little, I know I get a little serious with that, but, you know, I'm sorry. I get, you know, I get a chip on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. No, I think that movie, just showing how he went, he was such an impressive guy, was taken to so low and rose up so high and gave everything he had to the last breath. Mm-hmm. Really inspired me. Richard, what do you think?
Yeah, I will. Again, it was going to be up there. It's up, you and Braveheart there are, again, one of the best movies of all time, both of them. Just so good. Again, gives you chills. I'm sure women may not think it's the most inspiring movie, but you know what? This is, we got three men here. We're deciding what.
You know, so I'm with you. Hey, we've got some coming up that are not these, you know, guy, you know, slash and burn type movies. Some of these are pretty impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay. You're up next.
All right. So I'm going to go with one. And by the way, we are going to get an animated film in here before too long, Andy. So
oh, yes.
We're going to have a flavor for everyone.
There are several.
My next one, is going to be a sports movie because obviously we're a sports guy, and I'm a sports guy, I should say, and that's where I'm going to go. And this is actually, I think, my favorite, well, if not my favorite, you know, a top three movie of mine, and that is Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Denzel Washington. Oh, I mean, just so fantastic. He does a great job. It's a clean movie. You know, you can watch it with anyone, and it tells a great story, obviously a true story. And again, I think something that we need in our country right now, and Anil, you actually pointed this out, which is sports. The great, and I know the left actually argue with this on this, but the single greatest unifying thing that you can do, I think, in my opinion, is play sports, right? Because you don't care what color someone is, you don't care what background they come from. Your sole goal in football, basketball, any sort of team sport, right, is to win as a team. And
right.
Football, in my opinion, Andy, is the ultimate team game because you got 11 guys out there, and we all know the quarterback's the most integral piece. But if you've got, you know, a guy that's not doing his job, or that maybe you're worried about, and they had that happen in the movie, right? Ray, right? You know, Ray was, you know, kind of a racist dude, so they kicked him off the team eventually.
Yeah.
And it shows what happens when, you know, Gary Bertier, who was kind of a racist guy, but obviously they changed his heart, and he really saw, you know, we're all the same. We're all towards one common goal, and we all want the most for each other. And again, I think sports, you know, if we ran, you know, people gave Trump credit, Andy, or some people didn't, for them to be, you know, essentially for us to be united, and Trump ran it as a business, right? He ran the country as a business. I think that if Joe, and I'll give him credit, if Uncle Joe is able to be our coach and is able to run us as a team, and our goal is to make, you know, America the superpower that I think it still can be, I think that's a great way to do it because, again, if you're all on the team and you're all on the same team and you're advocating for the same goal, it's really hard to get off track. So, again, that's a very long-winded way of saying Remember the Titans, one of my most favorite movies, whether it be sports or life or whatever it might be. It's always just one nice to see that, you know what, we all can be united for one goal, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, what you look like.
Fantastic. I love it. Anil, the pressure's on. I mean, my gosh, the pressure is on. Remember the Titans. What do you got?
What do I have?
Yeah.
I'm going to come out of left field and say Amazing Grace.
Oh, Amazing Grace. Describe.
2006 British movie, Hollywood movie.
Yep.
Talked about the life of William Wilberforce and how he wanted to end slavery in the British Empire. And no, the culture was against him. The culture was for slavery, all this other stuff. He was a member of parliament, an MP. He had to go through a lot of stuff, a lot of political wars. Easily within 1 or 2 years, you could have gave up. But so after so many years, he realized he had to change the culture first before he could change the politics. Eventually did that with his Christian views, and the British Empire came to ending slavery, his lasting legacy. So I love fighters. I love people who are, what do you call it, you have no chance, no hope, no whatsoever, but with God on your side, you keep fighting no matter what until you die. And that's exactly what happened. Just a few weeks or months later, after this passed, he passed away.
I think that's a fantastic example. Awesome. And by the way, let's face it, in the here and now, in modern America, people pretty much only speak whatever at least a good segment of the population believes.
That's true.
He went against what everybody believed for what was right.
Yes.
And he did it, by the way, as a Christian man.
Yes.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Can't argue with that at all. Okay, let me see here. Let's go without playing anything this time. Kind of looking through here, but I'm missing the one I'm looking for. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Richard, I know you're going to appreciate this one because I think it inspires you in a different way. And that is the Pixar movie Onward.
Oh, you took it.
Did I take one of yours?
Literally, that was going to be the next one, but that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. I took one of yours. You know what?
It's good. It is a good one.
Should I take another one and give that one to you?
No. You're good. I've got more animated.
Okay, tell you what. I'm going to say a word or two on it, but then I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's do that. Because for me, this movie shows that you never understand the impact you're really making in someone's life. Here, these two brothers, the one thought the other one didn't have a father the whole time and didn't realize he was acting as his father and what he was doing for him. Richard, what'd you think of this? Onward.
Yeah, I was going to say just that when you went to the part of the movie, kind of towards the end where he's reading this list of things he would do with his dad for a day, and then he realizes he did them, but they were with his brother, and I think it's a really cool story in that regard. And yeah, I think you'd hit it out of the park, which again, for folks, it wasn't really... Honestly, it's not a super well-known one, Andy, because it kind of came out at the start of the pandemic last year, and so no one really got to see it in theaters. But so if you have Disney Plus, it's definitely one to check out.
Yeah, that was in theaters for like a heartbeat. I actually caught it.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then, boom, gone. Okay. Richard, you are up next. I took yours.
All right.
So if you just want be dead silent for the next 2 minutes, that's okay. But if you got one, go ahead.
I will fill one in here, and that's going to be actually, again, a more recent film that came out on streaming, and I think you've seen this one, Andy, but I'm going to go with Soul, and that is, you know, the movie that just came out on Disney Plus. Have you seen that one yet?
I have not. I have not seen Soul.
So,
go ahead.
So we talked about it a few weeks ago, I think. I can't remember the category. It's got Jamie Foxx in it, and basically it's this black middle school teacher. It's all animated, of course, and he's this middle school band teacher, and he finally gets this big break to be able to teach or to be able to play in this jazz band in New Orleans. And I think it's New Orleans. Anyways, he gets to be able to teach or play in this jazz band, and then essentially on his way home, he's so happy that he falls in this hole and he dies. So he goes to the place where souls go, you know, kind of the afterlife or whatever, and he's supposed to be able to go to the great beyond, but then he gets out of there and he kind of fakes like he's this mentor, and it's kind of a cute movie in that regard. But again, at the end, it kind of comes into shows that, you know, maybe we're missing out on some of the most basic things of life because these souls never, as it, you know, the soul, she falls into his body and she tastes a piece of pizza for the first time. And it's like the most amazing thing. And it just is kind of one of those movies that's like, you know what? I think at times all of us get going so fast that we don't realize, you know, stop and smell the roses. I think that happens sometimes. You know, we don't realize how great we have it. So just kind of a cute movie. Again, it's on Disney Plus. So for those of you with kids, you've probably got it. Or maybe I'm sure one of your family members does. But just look at it and watch it. And it does have a little bit of, I'll be honest, actually, Andy, it's not super politically, you know, negative in that regard. And so it's actually kind of nice to be able to sit back and watch and cute. And it's got a few deep parts, you know, maybe for the young ones, but it's fun as an adult. So
that sounds really cool. And by the way, you know, stop and smell the roses. I think too often we, especially nowadays in America, spend so much time surviving life, we don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we don't treasure it.
100%.
Okay. But we treasure Anil, don't we, Richard?
Absolutely.
Yes, we do. Okay, we got Anil. We want to hear one from you, and then I'm going to take us to break. Go ahead.
I think the third one I'll list here is Gandhi, 1981 movie.
Oh yes.
And so,
do you lay down in front of horses?
No,
coward.
No. But he did teach us something. You know that you can try to do your best to attempt to unify a nation if you really respect your opponents and others, but it's difficult. But that's how you unify a nation, is you don't demonize the other side. And, and you don't attack back with violence. There's always protests across in our country with violence and all this other stuff. You're never going to win with violence. But what happened here was he was very successful. A small little man took down the British Empire in India, out of all places.
I know. And folks, you got to keep in mind, the British Empire back then was an empire.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it was huge. It wasn't just a little island that I think should be the 51st state.
No, the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Exactly. And it was incredible what Gandhi did. And by the way, Ben Kingsley.
Oh, he was awesome.
Oh, what a performance.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Richard, what do you think?
I'll be honest, I've never seen it, but yes, the story itself is definitely inspirational, so I may have to put it on my watch list, to be
honest. But just as importantly, do you think lesser of yourself now for not seeing it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. You see, Anil, you inspired him.
No, it's a good movie. It's a long movie, but it's powerful.
Okay. All right, folks, let's take a break. We'll come back with some more movies here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Next up, Roof Max. Folks, when it comes to your roof, it's either rejuvenate it or replace it. So let Dave Hart with Roof Max in Aurora extend the life of your roof for 5, 10, even 15 years at a big savings over replacing it. And to make sure it's quality work, by the way, I promise I won't be involved. That's an important thing. I'm afraid of heights. Did you know that?
I think I am, too, in some areas.
Oh, seriously, you could put me on a roof with no house under it.
Yeah, the roof is okay
and I'd
for
still
me.
Be terrified.
Oh, wow, okay.
Exactly. Well, Dave's people, they're not afraid of heights, and they are great at their jobs. So call Dave now at 303-710-6916. That's RoofMax at 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, Richard Rush, and Anil Mathai sitting in, helping me get through this 3 hours. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, you're doing great, and thank you.
Well, let's roll on. Let's pick up the pace here a little bit. But guys, I made a mistake. I did terrible as your guest host All right. I'm down on myself for this. I forgot to let people know, if you have any ideas, call in 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. If you have any movies that inspire you, you can also text them in to the Rush to Reason text line, 307-200-8222. And John will just forward those to me. So pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Let's do one that is not a guy slasher movie. You see, we can be inspired by other things besides war. That's the kind of guys we are. We are modern men. And this next one is a movie that really did inspire me in a lot of ways. And it's a little speech from the end of Mr. Holland's Opus. Here's a piece.
But Mr. Holland isn't rich, and he isn't famous, at least not outside of our little town. So it might be easy for him to think himself a failure. And he would be wrong, because I think he's achieved a success far beyond riches and fame. Look around you. There is not a life in this room that you have not touched. And each one of us is a better person because of you. We are your symphony, Mr. Holland. We are the melodies and the notes of your opus. And we are the music of your life.
Have you guys seen Mr. Holland's Opus?
Richard Dreyfuss?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
Andy,
he has your name.
You sometimes bring stuff out of left field, and then sometimes you bring stuff out of the left stand, and then sometimes you bring some stuff from out of the stadium. And this is one of those times.
Woohoo!
never heard of it.
Okay, well, let me just tell you guys that Mr. Holland's Opus, first of all, it was had incredible soundtrack and great performance from Richard Dreyfuss. Long story short, because I want us to move on here, it was very inspiring. This guy spent his whole life, he was a music teacher who was trying so hard to write his opus and become famous with it, and he didn't understand the impact he was having on all those around him. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Richard, you are up next. Get me out of left field. Help me out here.
Well, this is one that's probably on all of our lists, and so it's one of the better inspirational movies, and that's going to be A Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
With Will Smith, and, you know, it's obviously kind of about, you know, a father and a son, and, you know, him trying to kind of make a good future for his son. And, you know, obviously he does so. You know, there's some really good scenes and really fun scenes in there. And again, really inspiring scenes of basically a guy that's just essentially super motivated to make a life for his son, and he does that. So it's a really good, it's definitely a somber movie at times, but obviously a really good movie to watch, and not out of left field, Andy.
Well, and more importantly, Richard, more importantly than the quality of the movie, it's a chance for you to take one of mine. Like I took yours with Onward, because that was one of mine. So now I got to scratch that off the list. What do you think, Anil?
That's a great movie. I loved it.
All right.
With me, I'll throw out Castaway.
Castaway.
Yes, it's a movie about a volleyball.
Yes, a volleyball on an island.
Yet the guy had hope not to give up. So for business owners out there and people and all of us suffering and everyone going through a lot of stuff right now, do not give up. God is faithful. Keep focused on trying to get off that island, trying to get off that issue. Keep fighting. Don't give up. It was just a powerful movie of a guy and a volleyball on a deserted island.
All right. Outstanding. Richard, you like it?
I do, yeah. A good one, and again, one of the better performances of basically, you know, Tom Hanks being by himself the entire movie and being able to still captivate people. It's pretty impressive.
Did you, like, dress up as the volleyball on Halloween, that kind of thing, go door to door?
You know, I actually, our dog is all white. He's a white golden retriever, and he is named Wilson.
Oh!
So he
has
that. He's pretty good. So cool. We have not yet gotten there, but we're close.
All right. Well, that is close enough. Okay, guys, now this is a movie. It's an older movie, but I loved it. And for me, this movie actually came out the week after Driving Miss Daisy, which was dominating at the theaters. And this movie, for me, though, was one of the most inspirational I'd ever seen. Here is a quick scene from Glory.
Your mouth, 54th!
Your mouth!
A Okay, and you hear the great music. Now, what's happening there is the Black Regiment in the Civil War, they are marching through all the white guys, and they are going to be the first in, what was it, the attack on Charleston, I believe it was, or something. I think it was Charleston. And the guy who yelled, "Give them hell," 54, was a racist white guy whose life had changed over the course of the movie, working with this Black Regiment. And he shouted that out for them, and everybody else did. And Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman, two of the stars, they look over to him. Matthew Broderick was also the star of the movie. Just fantastic. And if you have not seen Glory, folks, all I can say is please do. What do you think, Anil?
I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet. You know.
Oh, yeah. Richard?
Yep, I'm the same way. I haven't seen it yet and may want to, I guess, may want to put that on my list.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You will not be disappointed. Richard, you're up next.
All right, so I'm going to go again back to the sports well, and I guess I keep going to Disney because they make great sports-inspiring
movies. Heck yeah.
And that is going to be the greatest game ever played with Shia LaBeouf and about Francis Ouimet, you know, being the first amateur, I believe, to win the U.S. Open. Really well put together movie, kind of some, you know, different CGI parts and stuff that they put in, but still they do a great job at telling the story and just overall a fantastic film and one that's really, really enjoyable. And I think that most people, again, you can sit down on a Friday night and watch it. And again, it's a nice, fun, clean movie. And even if you don't like golf, it really kind of brings you in and lets you enjoy it.
I agree. Excellent movie. I saw that. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, tell me a movie you have seen.
I will say, This one, the kids kind of look at Dad. I cry a lot, especially towards the end of this movie. The Rookie with Dennis Quaid.
Oh!
And you cry
toward the end?
Yeah, especially when he talked to his father at the end and gave him the ball. But the story basically quickly is just, don't give up on your dreams. Don't just settle in and keep fighting. Keep moving forward. He had a supportive wife and family. But the powerful scene was he really did this for his father, which is powerful for me. So.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, guys, I know this is a little hard to listen to for a moment, but I'm sorry. This moment in this movie was so inspirational, and this movie was so inspirational for me, starring Robin Williams, Dead Poets Society. This is right at the end when the guys start standing up on the desks and disobeying their leader.
Captain, my captain.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. You hear me? Sit down. Sit down. This is your final warning, Anderson. How dare you? You hear me?
Your captain, my captain.
Mr. Overstreet, I warn you. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. All of you. I want you seated. Sit down.
And one by one, they get up and they stand on their desks. And it's really indicative of society telling you to sit down, sit down. Don't stand out and be yourself. Conform, conform, conform. And by the way, with what's happening right now with big tech, that is everybody who stands up and says, I want to be heard.
Yeah.
I don't want to be silenced. And that movie, by the way, was also just an incredible look at how to really teach and inspire young people rather than just, throw things at them.
Yeah.
What do you think? Anybody see Dead Poets? Am I alone here? Or?
I haven't seen but it's on my list for me. So.
Okay, good enough. Richard?
It's been a while. I've seen it. It's been a while. But, yes, it's a very, very high-quality film and one of the better scenes, Andy. So, touche.
Okay, thank you. Richard, you're up. Let's do one more. Then we'll go to break. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I believe you've seen this one, Andy. In fact, I know you have. And that's going to be, it's got Geoffrey Rush in it, so of course I have to say it for that. And that's going to be the King's Speech in regards to, I believe, and I can't.
Oh, now Anil's mad at you. You took one of his.
Oh, that's an awesome movie. I was about to say it next.
How can you do this? Anil, this happens a lot on this show.
Yeah, that's an awesome movie.
The one that you were hoping to do next is always taken by the person before you.
Of course. No, I will let Anil comment on it because, again, it is a fantastic film. They do a great job on it. You know, who's the gentleman that plays the king.
Colin Firth.
Yep, Colin Firth.
There you go, Colin Firth. He does a fantastic rendition of Prince Albert. He must ascend the throne as King George the Sixth, and he just does a fantastic job of, you know, he can't speak and he can't talk, and he learns how to, and he learns to speak with the help of this essentially this speech therapist. Just a fantastic movie, and one they both do a great job.
Agreed. Sir, what do you think?
There's no disagreement on that. Richard did it perfectly. It's an amazing movie.
Okay. You are up next, and I'll take us into break.
And then I'll travel along the British Isle here and do Chariots of Fire.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, awesome movie.
Yes.
And, it's just, what can you say? The missionary, he did not even back down. And it's just, he stood on Christian principles, even in the face of telling the prince that he's not going to run on a Sunday. It was just powerful on the need to stand with principles, mostly all the time. If you can't stand on principles and don't back down, and he did a great job. So,
yeah. And by the way, that was a twofer. And here's what I mean. First of all, it was standing up for your faith. And secondly, it was athletic because you had the one guy who saw the other guy run. And he just said, I can't run any faster.
Adam's son or so. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he had the coach who said, you know, I can take this much time off your run. And did you see that one, Richard?
I did. It's been, again, a while, but I have.
Wow.
And yes, very good. Very, very good.
Okay. And these are just coming in from John Rush. They've been texted into him. And I'm going to reel off a few. The Patriot. Mel Gibson, of course. Rudy. Oh, that took one of mine. Rudy. Aaron Brockovich, Pay It Forward, Blindside. By the way, Pay It Forward, not many people know about that one. What a great, just if you want to see some great acting, spectacular. Mm-hmm. Radio. Did you see that one?
No.
Really good. And this, for my dad who passed last year, this has come from John, particularly... He's a combat veteran, particularly the end of Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, I loved it.
The message to earn and live a good life for those who gave all.
Yeah.
A movie for Andy. Motivation. Laugh out loud. Okay, got it. That's good. All right, folks. Are you inspired?
Oh, yes.
Are you inspired? We're going to have one more round. We're going to come back, and we're going to zip through a bunch of them. But first, Barber's Foods. Starting the new year, we all have weight to lose. Do we not? Am I right? Yes, I am. And part of that is finding healthier meat options. That's not a problem at Barber's Foods because they've got the best, healthiest snacks and steaks and fish, chicken, bison, delicious meats for your friends and family. Shipping is free. The taste is epic. Call or text 303-466-7338. That's 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Okay, Purefoy Chevrolet, Denver, folks, is uptight. There's no way around it. But if you're in the market, boom, 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 sorry. Tired. But if you're in the market for a new or used car, then get out of uptight Denver and go relax at Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton. They've got a great selection of new, used cars, but better yet, it's like shopping in a friend's house. I loved it there. You will too. So call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, Richard Rush, and Anil Mathai. Keeping up. Yeah. You're doing it, man. You are keeping up with the two champs. I'm really impressed by this. By the way, John Rush just weighed in. He said, "To support you, Andy, Mr. Holland's Opus was a great movie." It was a great movie. Mm-hmm. It was great. It's a little long, folks. I'm going to warn you, but it was a great movie. And now, let me see here. Okay, Charlie, why don't we do this? I'm going to, you have not located it yet? Then we'll do something else first. How's that sound? This scene is from a movie that really inspired me because of a father and son coming together when they don't have anything in common. This clip is a little long, but listen to it.
"Here you met your big hero."
This is October Sky.
"Didn't even know it."
"Look, I know you and me don't exactly see eye to eye on certain things. I mean, yeah, we don't see eye to eye on just about anything. But, Dad, I come to believe that I got it in me to be somebody in this world. And it's not because I'm so different from you either. It's because I'm the same. I mean, I can be just as hard-headed and just as tough. I only hope I can be as good a man as you are. I mean, sure, Dr. Von Braun's a great scientist, but he isn't my hero."
And with that, the son walks away as the dad looks on. What do you guys think? October Sky was, by the way, it was a movie that came out of nowhere. I always tell people this. Nobody, they had virtually no advertising for this thing when it came out. Mm-hmm. I was managing a theater in South KC when this came out, and in the first week there was nobody in the theater, hardly, just a few scattered people. Word of mouth had that movie selling out by week two.
Wow.
And it kept selling out for several weeks. It was absolutely on fire. People couldn't see it enough. October Sky. Hmm. Anybody see that besides me?
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen that? Hmm. Richard?
Yeah, actually I have. Again, it's been a while. I saw it when I was a lot younger, but it's a great, great film.
Do you and John watch it together and then hug at the end?
You know, we're not quite there.
not quite there. Okay. Well, Richard, where are you? Let's hear a movie.
All right. So I'm going to go again on the sports realm inside of things, and that's going to be Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot go without inspirational, motivational movies without Rocky.
Charlie, let's hear it. Is anyone alive capable of hearing this without being inspired and fired up?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Are you from? You're from Philly. That's right.
Yeah.
So he stole another one of yours.
Yeah. No, that's a great movie.
Okay. There we go. Richard, I can't argue. That is what a great, 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 great movie coming out of nowhere and fighting your way to the top. Incredible, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, again, one of my most, again, a timeless treasure, you can say. You know, we're going to be watching this movie for forever, and it is just that. So fantastic, in my opinion.
Agreed. Okay, you're up, sir.
This is a British movie about an Indian kid who's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, that version in India. He's a slum kid, and it was released here in Colorado first. It's called Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. Did you see that, Richard?
You know, I did. I didn't realize it was released here in Colorado first.
Yeah, Telluride Film Festival in 2008. So this is where they released it, out of Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah. First premiere, you know. And so a powerful movie about someone and that shouldn't have been on that show and should not have been qualified, but he was sincere and shows, you know, the adversities that he had to face, and it was a powerful movie.
Okay. Well, let me throw one out that is a Christian movie about a singer who he never thought he'd get a song there, and I'm not going to do a clip. It's just the movie I Can Only Imagine. Oh, and that came out a few years ago, and I gave it four and a half stars. I don't know. I gave it a lot, and I'm usually pretty tough on Christian films. I think they're very wooden and not well acted for the most part. This was, and it was very inspirational. It was just tremendous watching him go through everything to finally make the big time and also bring his story forth. So I Can Only Imagine.
Awesome.
Richard, you're up.
There you go. All right, I'm going to go with one. Again, it's a little bit lesser known. It's back. It's kind of in the Rocky mold of things, and that's going to be Warrior. And that's with Tom Hardy, I believe. And then I can't remember the brother, but basically it's a UFC, right? It's a mixed martial artist. It doesn't use UFC, you know, for branding sake and so on and so forth.
Right.
But it's a good film in that regard. You know, it's a quick, fast-paced film. It wasn't super well-known. I think you can actually get it on Prime in some of these places for free right now. But again, an enjoyable movie, especially for guys. You know, it's kind of a fighting movie, and basically, you know, this Marine comes back, and he actually kind of technically goes AWOL, and so they're trying to find him, and he's basically fighting for his buddies, and then his brother's actually fighting in this tournament, but he's a high school teacher, I believe, and so he has to go through and, you know, essentially has to win in order to pay his bills and be able to, you know, afford to continue supporting his family. So really, really cool movie, really fun, and a great ending.
Okay, you're up next.
This one, I don't think anybody has watched this. When I watch the movie, I don't even understand what they're saying other than the English words on the bottom. It's a Korean movie called The Crossing. So it came out in 2008. It won the best foreign language film at the Oscars. So it's about escaping out of North Korea. A powerful movie.
Awesome.
Within 5 minutes, you'll cry.
Okay, let's do some rapid fire going around here, guys. I'm going to throw one out called Lean on Me.
Yes.
Yeah. A great classroom movie with a teacher that challenges his students. Richard, go.
Another great semi-classroom movie, Good Will Hunting, with Robin Williams and Matt Damon. Fantastic. Fantastic film for those who haven't watched it.
Fantastic. You're up, Anil.
Gifted Hands, about Ben Carson.
Oh, yes. Good. Fantastic. I'm going to throw out Hoosiers. Hoosiers with Gene Hackman. Oh, my gosh. Little school makes big. It was awesome. Richard, you're up.
All right. Another sports movie for me, Andy. A little bit more recent with Sandra Bullock. The story about Michael Orr, and that's going to be The Blind Side.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. One of our texters also sent that in. Anil.
Facing the Giants. I love the one scene about the kid not giving up and went across the entire field. Powerful example.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. How about this one? Driving Miss Daisy, inspirational because of how two people from completely different worlds can grow a bond and become better together. Richard.
A musical in honor of my father, and that's going to be The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yes.
Inspirational, you know, about P.T. Barnum and the circus. Just a great movie.
Yeah, and John is constantly singing from it every time he comes in. Anil, you're up.
Patton, the movie.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And just a powerful, powerful example.
Okay, here's one out of left field. Here we go. Ratatouille, about a little rat who decides that he can be a chef too, and he shouldn't be held back by being a little rat. Yeah. Very inspirational. Richard.
Back to a boxing film. One that was not as well known back in 2005, and that's going to be Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe and Renee Zellweger. about James Braddock. Just In the Depression, a great film in that regard. Fantastic.
Neil,
my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Yes, you can never give up.
Never.
Okay, well, we just got a text in. August Rush. What's that one? I'm not sure I know it. Okay, let me throw out a couple.
I feel like I've seen it, but I can't remember.
Okay, a couple more really quick. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Very inspirational. Bolt cartoons.
I love Bolt.
Very inspirational. Bolt. And we will end with that. Richard, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
You Thank bet. You. Okay, that is the end of hour number two. And hour number three, Anil and I, we're going to talk about should we and how can we pray for this president. I know it's kind of tough, folks, but it's a big issue right now online. And whether you're Christian or not, you'll want to listen in. It's pretty cool. And until then, this is Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Denver.